Judge, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
Well, in my intro for you that I was writing yesterday, I didn't know whether to write Attorney Hugh Clark or Judge Hugh Clark, but the Michigan Supreme Court, but in a unanimous decision, said that you deserve to keep your seat as the 54A district judge. Talk about what you thought about how you felt when you heard about that decision.
Well, actually, what they ruled is that I had a right to stay in the position, that I had been lawfully appointed, that Governor Granholm exercised her or discharged her duties in that appointment and making that appointment legally for the term. I felt a sense of relief, kind of glad this part is behind me. As I said all along to people, as long as the court looked at the law and ruled based on the law, that we would be okay. And I just went about doing my duties as a district court judge serving the citizens of Lansing and the state.
Was this a politically motivated witch hunt, if you will, by the Attorney General's office?
Well, I think that's a question you probably have to ask him. But I my position is that he did what I think he believes he needed to do or he thought he should do. And I'm just simply glad that the Supreme Court listened to our arguments, read our briefs, or we talked about, the Constitution says, has what we call holdover language. The statutes creating the district court have that same holdover language, and that I was lawfully there.
Do you think that this would have happened had you been someone that they liked, if you will, supported, if you were a part of the Republican Party?
Well, that's a scenario that, doesn't exist, and I can't answer that or speculate to that.
Leading up to the decision, how were you thinking and feeling? I know you just said that you were work business as usual, but did it put a lot of stress and strain on your day-to-day activities?
Well, it's interesting that, as long as I stayed busy and was doing something and kept my mind occupied, I was okay. It's just those times when you're doing things like, you're maybe on the treadmill or you're, exercising or you're doing some things or cutting the grass or working in the yard that your mind, I don't want to say wanders, but it kind of just pops up back and forth on your mind and you kind of just, I don't need to worry about this. It's nothing I can do at this time. It's been submitted. We have to wait and see. But I will say this. I think last night I probably got the best night's sleep I've had in a long time.
Did you ever think about what you would do if you had to leave the judge's seat?
Well, certainly you do. Your mind, runs on a lot of different things under these circumstances. And, there were two options that presented itself. I could just, one, retire, or B, do what I did for 30 years and did pretty darn well for 30 years, and then just set up practice again.
All right. Well, we will stay in touch. Actually, the next time we talk, we're going to talk about the budgets and what you need and do you have enough to do the job there in the 54A District Court. Thanks so much for your time. Congratulations, and have another good night's sleep.
All right. Thanks, Tony, and thank you for having me on.